After murder conviction, the grand jury hears testimony of death of Smith. Welcome to Ray Dog's Random Thoughts. I am Ray Sean Blyden. Today's show is brought to you by Political Bomb Show Store. Go to politicalbombshow.com, click on Political Bomb Show Store. Be still. That is all we can do as Christians. Be still, and Jesus will lead the way to where we should be in life. It's very difficult to be still sometimes. I myself struggle with being still because I've been so independent for so many years. But be still, still a lesson that I'm learning. But as I get more and more into Bible study groups with other Christians from my church, things will get better. So we'll be starting that soon. So I'm very, very much looking forward to that, because studying the Bible by yourself is good, but you need people who are more mature in their walk with Christ to help you, to help guide the way. And so this is something that's going to be very good for me that I'm looking forward to. Also looking forward to more projects, as my pastor was very happy with my contribution to last week's sermon. And we're going to do lots more of that. So very much liking my place and my part of the team. We are all part of the body of Christ, and I'm doing my part, and we all work together. So let's talk about this heinous, horrible segue here, but this heinous crime here. Heinous crime. Where are we? After murder conviction, the grand jury hears evidence on the death of Stephen Smith. Grand jurors are reviewing the mysterious death of a South Carolina teenager whose case has received renewed attention after Alex murdered his wife and son, Law and Crime reports. Eric Bland, an attorney for the mother of the 19-year-old Stephen Smith, told the news outlet that a grand jury has been impaneled and is receiving evidence related to the teen's death on July 8, 2015. A quote here: "I can say there's a grand jury impaneled, and I think subsequential progress is being made," Bland told the Law and Crime. "I have been authorized to say that progress is being made, and there's probably 5 to 6 individuals that have material information as to what happened to Stephen." It's nothing worse than, I'm not a father, but I can imagine that, not knowing why your son, your daughter was murdered. You don't get that closure. Because closure is something that we all need. I mean, even in everything, in all aspects of life, closure is a great thing. You have a fight with your wife and you end up getting a divorce. Well, you want closure, you know? You don't want it open-ended where you're split up and there's no closure. We all need closure, even with relationships and friends and the church family. We're not always going to be on the same page, but when it comes to the church family, we have to learn how to get along, talk it out and get some common ground, because as a church family with everyone, really, you have to love everyone. You don't have to like and love what they do, but you do have to love them and look past them. I've been doing that lately. I work with she's very difficult to work with, and no need for names here, but she's very difficult because she's very strong-willed, strong-minded, like her way or the highway, like, you know, power-tripping type, and just, you know, she's not a likable personality, but I literally took my pastor, either my pastor or it was in Bible study, we were talking about looking for the good in everyone. And I remember one lady, I think she mentioned Jeffrey Dahmer, I wanted to say. I think she saw something on the news or she was watching some documentary or whatever. And she said, even in a person like that, he was able to be saved in the end by Christ. And I think it was him. So she's saying, she imagined in her mind, if someone like that can be saved, anyone can be saved. And so it just goes to say, with the most difficult and heinous person, try to look for the you know, look for something that you could find that you like in them and learn to love them for that and not for the action, because you leave the judgment up to God is what we basically have to do. And as a Christian is what we're supposed to do anyway. It's very difficult to do, but because we're human. But once I did that with this lady that I work with, we get along a lot better now, and she treats me a lot better. She's still the same person, but I found something to like in her, and she's at least she's more cordial, for lack of a better word, towards me. So just look for the best in everyone that you can. Try your best, and you will be rewarded for that. You will be. And I strayed off there for a little bit, giving a little testimony there, but where was I? So Eric Bland, the attorney, like I said, I read his quote there, and he said, the coroner's report concluded that Smith had most likely been struck in the head by a mirror of a semi-truck while he was walking along a South Carolina road, but Smith's mother, Sandy Smith, has said she believes that her son was beaten to death. It's hard to disagree with a mother. Mother, they have these intuitions. Like I, lots of times when things are really down, and when I used to be in such a depressive state, or things were just bad, or I had a bad cold, out of nowhere my mom would call. She would just know. Mother's intuition. They know their especially a mother and a son. Just like a daughter and a father. For some reason, that's just the way how life works. It's just the way how nature is. But there was no broken pieces of glass or plastic on the road where the body was found, and she is suspicious of how his body was positioned. Moreover, police disputed the findings of the autopsy. Why is the autopsy hiding it? I don't understand. And the investigation was reopened after authorities learned additional information while investigating the murders in 2021, according to CNN in March. Smith's cause of death was changed from undermined to homicide. A second autopsy was performed earlier this year, the results of which have not been released publicly. Smith was openly gay and a classmate of Murdaugh's eldest son, Buster, who was denied any involvement in Smith's death. Right now, I know of no direct connection of any Murdaugh to the murder, Bland told Law and Crime. He added that so far, it appears Smith was killed on the road, but it remains unclear what led to his death. The South Carolina Law Enforcement Division, which is overseeing the investigation, has been updating the Smith family about the progress of the case. Bland told the Grenville News that the latest update was promising. They have some individuals in mind who have some knowledge and responsibility, and they are issuing subpoenas and warrants, Bland told the Hampton County Guardian, according to the Greenville News. Bland said it's possible the grand jury will reach a decision by Labor Day. So, you know, I believe, yeah, this is the Smith, I believe, right here. No matter what you feel, if you are your religion or you just don't like gay people, you thou shall not kill. You cannot kill someone because you don't like their lifestyle. You can't do that. You really can't. You can't do that. You don't have the authority. God did not give you the authority to take a life because you don't like their lifestyle. You can't do something like that. Just because my Christian faith says XYZ, so therefore, it doesn't mean that I want to eliminate XYZ by means of disposing of them from the earth. Who are you to do that? You cannot do that. You cannot do that. You really, really can't do something like that because you're not the judge. Leave the judgment up to God. What we can do is pray for them, which is what I try to do. I have to do more often. Is when I see things that are ungodly, that I pray for the person. I don't gay bash or whatever you call it these days. I don't know the terminology. You don't do things like that. I'm not saying that this happened in this case, but I'm just saying, I'm just speaking on things that we should not do if, as a person. As I said, try to find the best out of the worst person on the planet. Try to find something good and love the person, but not their action, and leave the judgment to God. I know it's something that's very difficult to do. It really is, and I'm not perfect. And sometimes I find myself being judgmental, but then I, you know, unlike before, what I do is I pull back and say, stop it, don't be judgmental, let's find something to like in this person, pray for this person, and leave the judgment to God. So that's what we need to do. They shouldn't be taking anyone's lives. Now, obviously, I'm not talking about self-defense where you have a maniac that breaks into your home and tries to hurt you or your family. Then, obviously, you have no choice but to defend yourself. There is just no choice in the matter. I'm talking about cold-blooded murder. You don't do that. You just can't. So today's show was brought to you by Political Bomb Show Store. Go to politicalbombshow.com, and just like the t-shirt says, be still. Just click on Political Bomb Show Store and grab this t-shirt. Be still. It's very difficult to be still at times. I know it is, because I myself have problems with that at times, but if we are still, then God will handle the rest of it. It's very difficult to be still. I mean, I'm still lower income, middle class income, and there's certain things, like I know I had the worst toothache and earache, and I just know there's no way I could afford to even go to the dentist, even with the dental medical insurance, and it was bad. I mean, so bad, my ear was puffed up there. I couldn't even hear anything out of there, and the toothache was throbbing, and I just prayed to take this pain away from me, and he took the pain away from me. It took like a day or two, but the first day it started to diminish, and then it finally went away, and now I have a really bad backache, but that's my own fault. I know it is, because basically my doctor has said that my cholesterol level, it's not terrible, but it's over the limit. And so there was two options, he said. Either take more medication, because I'm on my high blood pressure medication. He said take more medication, but the medication can mess with your kidneys, or take some fish oil and exercise. So I chose take fish oil and exercise. Well, that's not the problem. The problem, he didn't tell me what dosage to take, so I figured let me get a high dosage. So I got a 1200 milligram dosage, and it says take two pills a day, which is what I've been doing. But what I noticed is my back started really hurting, and my, you know, lower back and the front. So I think that the dosage is too high. So I was speaking with my mom. She said, why don't you just try not taking it today or a couple of days and see if the backache goes away, which I know it will, because one day I forgot to take it and my back was fine. So if it is that, what I'm going to do is just take one of them, and if it still hurts my back, well, then I'm going to go buy a lower dosage of it. But see, there you go. For the person who commented, oh, why don't you go back to talking about your life? See, I gave you the best of both worlds. You got a little bit of my life, and you got some news that you can use. So again, leave a like, share, and subscribe. Liking doesn't cost you anything, but it helps me as a creator. Helps with the algorithm. And I would really, really appreciate that. So leave a like, share, and subscribe. Obviously, if you are on Roku, you can go to politicalbombshow.com and click on support us, and you can help the show out that way. And I will see you in the next one.